From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, August 11th, 2014. Here are some of the stories that made the news Friday, August 8th through Monday, August 11th. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail, police are investigating a possible homicide at 844 Pennsylvania Ave in Palenville following an apparent shooting Sunday, August 10th. New York State Police at Catskill had investigators on the scene. Greene County Coroner Richard Vigelow said two people are dead, though that information has not been confirmed by police. State Police and the Greene County Sheriff's Office closed Pennsylvania Ave to traffic most of the day and were not releasing any details. According to the Daily Freeman, the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services reported two murders occurred in all of Greene County from 2009 to 2013. Joe Gentile is reporting in the Register-Star, New York gubernatorial candidate Zephyr Teachout made a campaign stop at Basilica Hudson Sunday, August 10th. Teachout is challenging Andrew M. Cuomo in the Democratic primary September 9th. The Fordham University law professor has positioned herself as the liberal counterweight to the Cuomo administration. Teachout says the governor has drifted right on hydraulic fracturing for natural gas, campaign finance reform, and education cuts. In May, Teachout lost a challenge against Cuomo for the Working Families Party nomination. She holds a law degree and a master's degree in political science from Duke University. Casey Seeler is reporting at Capital Confidential the news last week that Democrat Sean Eldridge had accepted WMHT's invitation to participate in an October debate that has been followed by an invitation by Republican Representative Chris Gibson. He has challenged Eldridge to sign on to a slate of four debates, including the WMHT matchup, a joint editorial board session with the Poughkeepsie Journal, as well as debates in Ulster County and Oneonta. The Eldridge campaign responded, "We're happy that Team Gibson has finally agreed to debate Sean, and we're looking forward to sitting down with them and scheduling multiple debates." And the Daily Freeman is reporting the Greene County Department of Human Services is participating in a farm-to-table program through its senior nutrition program. Each month, the department will feature a local farm and a homegrown produce item on the Senior Nutrition Program menu. For August, the department will feature Black Horse Farms located in Athens. On Friday, August 15th, nutrition sites countywide will feature sugar corn grown in Greene County. Information is available at 719-3555. Looking at the local weather forecast, today will be mostly sunny with a high near 86, and tonight partly cloudy with a low around 63. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mostly cloudy with a high near 77. And Tuesday night, rain before 8 p.m., then rain and possibly a thunderstorm between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m., with a low around 64. Wednesday, rain with thunderstorms also possible after 8 a.m., high near 77. And Wednesday night, showers likely, mainly before 8 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 58. And Thursday will be sunny with a high near 77, and Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 54. Sunrise today was at 5:59 a.m. and sunset today is at 8:01 p.m. with the length of the day being 14 hours and 1 minute. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, August 11th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.